mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
We are now into the second hour. John, I forgot to tell you, are you getting Rivero on? Okay, go ahead. Get him in the file after, that's fine. We're going to continue with your phone calls, ladies and gentlemen. This is Real Talk Radio, issues of real significance that actually affect you and your family. We got a ton of news, a bunch of audio clips. We're going to talk about more on the Bhutto assassination. We're going to get into the economy, your predictions for 2008, some of the biggest stories in mainline media of 2007, also some of the alternative stories that you think are important, 1-800-259-9231. Harry in Canada, you're on the air. Go ahead, Harry.
Happy New Year, Alex.
Happy New Year to you, sir. What's on your mind today?
Well, I'm calling from Edmonton, which is in Alberta, which is north of Montana. And the reason that I'm calling is people that want to see the modern face of fascism need look no further than the north of the border of Montana. Last year, the Alberta Government Utilities Board was caught spying on Americans. They want to run a power line down through into Montana. And this board hired private investigators to spy on the meetings and conversations of Americans.
You know, I saw a blurb on that, and folks, it's private corporations, quasi-governmental corporations. I've had, according to my sources, LCRA, which people think is over water. They have their own SWAT team surveillance, spy on me, try to do stuff to me. I mean, it's so massive, folks. You have no idea. Go ahead.
Well, another interesting thing is I'd like to put up is Canada has what's called a Charter of Rights and Freedoms, much like the U.S. Constitution, the articles in the U.S. Constitution. However, the Edmonton Police Department now claims that if they receive a 911 call, whether real or imagined, they now have the right to conduct warrantless searches in homes.
Well, that's a trick they do here. People have gotten phone records in Austin, Texas, I know. And what you'll have a carpet cleaner or somebody in your house will see a gun case. The average American or Canadian has been taught all guns are illegal. You know, the crowds that don't know anything about laws, they think that. Then they go call the cops. The cops want to get in, so they show up and claim they had a 911 call. Go ahead.
Well, anyhow, and I would like to take issue on something that I've heard you talking about. I've been trying to get a hold of you. And that is regarding John Hagee's statement that when Jesus came, and presented himself in Jerusalem, he did not present himself as the Messiah. And that is scripturally accurate. He came as the Lamb, the sacrificial Lamb, and will, when he returns, will produce himself as the Messiah.
But that's not exactly what Hagee was saying, and that's why he's now recalled the book and is backtracking. And he just basically talks about, he also says that the Jews, that is the leaders, the rabbinical crowd didn't demand Jesus be killed and that it wasn't their fault. I mean,
I'm not aware of that. I do know that when Christ came, he came as a propitiation for sin and not as the Messiah. And that's what some of the apostles were trying to get him to do. Right? They wanted to be free from the yoke of Rome.
Pastor Hagee, though, is preaching something entirely different, and I appreciate your call. But I just want to explain something, too. This is not a doctrinal radio show, and I wouldn't even really call it secular so much as it's a news broadcast. But it opens the door for you to call in and talk about that stuff because I, you know, played what Hagee said and talked about what he discussed. But if you watch the larger hour-long babbles that he puts out, it's more than what you're saying, sir. Man, we've opened a can of worms there, and now we'll be debating. There's something like 10,000 different sects of Christianity, and everybody says they've got the answer, and everybody's got the divine teaching, everybody's got the thing, and everybody's the real Christian, and they never do any good work, they never wake anybody up, they just fight with each other and run around saying they're the holiest. And that's why I stay away from all that stuff. We will come back with Mike Rivero, a ton of news, more of your phone calls. Can I get any predictions on the new year? Just does anybody have one? Or is that just not going to happen?
Hey, ladies, if you love to shop, then visit HerbalHealer.com to browse through their online catalog. You'll find thousands of effective, alternative, and natural products for you and the whole family. Besides the amazing products you'll find, this shopping is guilt-free because you're investing in your health, and your health is priceless. While online, sign up to receive the Herbal Healer newsletter, which will keep you informed on the latest and greatest products and education. Did you know that Herbal Healer offers not only natural medicine, but also tension-relieving herbal teas, cookbooks, aromatherapy, products for pampering, and more great products to help you soothe and relax after a long day. Want to learn more for yourself and to help others in the future? Join the Herbal Healer Correspondence Program. You can work at your own pace from the comfort of your own home. This accredited, exciting program can help you gain skills and knowledge. Can you believe you can find all this at one stop? HerbalHealer.com, celebrating 18 years of dedication.
It is a big idea, a new world order.
In the near future, Earth is dominated by a powerful world government.
It's known as the Bilderberg. Could their objective be world domination?
For thousands of years, their dark order grew. Now, as they hail the birth of the new world order, their great dream of exterminating 80% of humanity is at hand. For the first time in history, the elite's plan for world government is blown wide open. You will learn the secret that drives the entire New World Order agenda.
Bilderberg is making great progress toward a world government.
Most people have no idea. They're not after money. They have all the money they need. They're after power. That's their aphrodisiac.
Order Endgame on DVD at PrisonPlanet.com or Infowars.com. Or watch it online right now at PrisonPlanet.tv. Endgame, blueprint for global enslavement. You have been warned.
Now you can upgrade your existing gravity filter to remove chemicals such as trimethylenes, atrazine, benzene, chlorine, chloroform, and MTBE to below detectable limits. Black Berkey elements are so powerful, they remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and transform water, even raw, stagnant pond water, into delicious, crystal clear drinking water. Nitrates, nitrites, radon-222, unwanted heavy metals like lead, mercury, and aluminum are no problem. Foul tastes like chlorine and obnoxious sulfur odors are removed without removing the healthful and beneficial minerals that your body needs. Black Berkey elements flow 1.5 to 2 times faster than ordinary gravity elements, which means it takes much less time to filter your water. Supercharge your gravity filter today. Upgrade to Black Berkey purification elements.
Get a 2-pack, only $99, or a 4-pack, only $188. Call New Millennium, 888-803-4438. That's 888-803-4438, or order on the web at berkeywater.com.
Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
We've got an hour and 52 minutes left of transmission. About 6 different key audio clips I want to play. Mike Rivera riding shotgun with us, loaded phone lines. You can get in, though, when you hear each caller disconnect at 1-800-259-9231. I know this is always a daytime radio audience, so folks are either work at night in their home and just woke up, or it's folks that are not working right now and are just kind of off on whatever issue or angle they want to discuss. But I always marvel how when I do nighttime talk shows, people will actually call in. It's like night and day, and talk about issues that I every once in a while want to discuss. Now, I don't screen your calls. I don't tell you what to talk about, but I do want to hear your predictions for 2008 and what you think is going to happen on the economy, on Iran, on the Iraq war, on what's going to happen to the dollar. Will there be a false flag terror attack? Joining us is the man who runs one of the first big muckraking investigative websites on the web since the mid-1990s. He exposed, of course, the Vince Foster suicide, murder, for what it really was. And he's Mike Rivero. He joins us once a month. WhatReallyHappened.com is his website. Our websites are TruthNews.us, Infowars.com, and PrisonPlanet.tv. By the way, none of those sites will be seen by new people. Those sites won't do what they're meant to do unless you spread the word about them. So I'm asking you in this new year to spread the word about all of your favorite alternative news sites. Because just because you know the truth Well, now the next step is to carry the ball to the next person. All right, that said, Mike Rivero, I want to hear your dead reckoning, your guesstimations, your predictions, or what you think we're tending towards in the new year, in this next year, with the economy, with Iran, with the current Iraq situation, with Bush, with Ron Paul. Mike Rivero, thank you for spending your New Year's with us.
Well, Happy New Year to you, too, and thank you for having me on the show on a holiday like this. As far as my prognostications, I'm afraid there's a crack in my crystal ball, so some of this may be a little bit fuzzy. And I think after the disappointments of last year, probably a lot of people are very skittish about making predictions for 2008, because I know that on New Year's Day 2007, we had just changed the ownership of Congress from the Republicans to the Democrats, and we had a lot of high expectations that finally we're going to see Congress stand up to the executive.
I predicted, let me just be clear, I predicted we were going to stay. I know you did as well. I mean, because the official Pentagon plan says they're going to be there for 50 years, and, of course, they told the public one thing, but the document says another. Go ahead.
Yeah, absolutely. There were a lot of expectations about the Congress finally impeaching Bush for the lies that got us into the war. And, of course, Nancy Pelosi, as soon as she was in office, said, oh, that's all off the table. We have more important things to take to use up our time and political capital on. And, of course, nothing has really changed this last year. So my forecast going into 2008, obviously the economy leads the way. It is not looking good at all for the lower 80% of the American population. The top 20% are going to do okay. The top 1% are going to do fabulously well. But for the rest of America, their actual quality of life is going to continue to decline. Their access to medical care is going to continue to decline. As inflation really takes hold of the dollar, it may look like you're making more money on that paycheck, and certainly the government will use those larger numbers to move you into higher tax brackets so that they get a bigger share of what you're making. But what you're going to be able to buy with what's left over is going to be in short supply and in decline, and your actual quality of life, quality of health care, quality of education for your children is going to decline. I think we're going to have a major recession, could even be a depression, this next year. And what's really going to exacerbate the situation is our government is still so focused on finding ways to kick off more wars in the Mideast. They're really not paying much attention to what's going on domestically. We saw that with the way they shortchanged the levee maintenance in New Orleans. We saw that with the way they were shortchanging bridge inspections. We saw it the way they shortchanged federal funding for dry brush removal and wildfire prevention programs.
So you're predicting just ongoing crumbling of the infrastructure?
Yeah, absolutely I am. We are not seeing any interest in our federal government in paying more than lip service to our domestic needs. Their heart is still very much in their weapons and in their wars that they're trying to get out there.
Yeah, they're strip mining the infrastructure and the currency and the name of the United States, and it's kind of like that line from the Highwayman's song, he was old and almost gone. The country is almost gone, but out of that can come a rebirth. You mentioned what they're doing with the economy. If we really have about 15%, that's conservative, real inflation a year, but they're giving people on Social Security, Medicare, Medicaid, about a 2% increase a year. We're looking at a 13% compounded, and then, of course, it was 15 last year, about 10% the year before that. So we're looking at about 25% reduction just in the last 2 years. It was about an 8% the year before that. So now we're talking, 33-34% reduction. It was 5 or 6% the year before that, 40% reduction. So in the last 4 years, we see about a 40%. Are close to it, reduction in people on set incomes. They are exhausting, the old folks I know are exhausting whatever funds they've got. They're almost on empty. And then now they're talking about upwards of 20% real inflation in 2008. All of their propaganda isn't going to be able to hide not just that recession, but an actual falling between the cracks of large segments of society with an ongoing unspooling of the dollar. My gosh, Mike Rivero, what do you see happening there?
Well, I think the inflation factor is going to be a lot worse than 20%, and the reason is Bush has been borrowing from the
Federal
Reserve.
Okay, but 20 on top of the last 4 years at 40% is 60. So let's just say it's going to be 20. That's 60% inflation in 5 years. How are they going to hide that, claiming that in 5 years they've only had 10% inflation when it's really 60?
I don't think they're going to be able to hide it. I think they're going to try and distract from it as much as they can with all of these wars, and that's one of the reasons to keep the wars going.
But the people are against the war, so enter false flag.
Yeah, I think that's a very real possibility. But I want to step back here and look at the reason why the inflation is likely to be more than 20% this year. Because while Bush was printing up the money at the Federal Reserve, or the Federal Reserve was printing up the money to loan to Bush for his war, which was off the regular congressional books, Bush was relying on the exploding real estate market to act as a cash sink to soak up the surplus cash he was dumping into the economy.
Now, does that show
to prevent those inflationary pressures?
Let me raise a sub point, and then I'll let you finish, because this is so key.
Okay.
Why then did the Bilderberg Group and the global elites try 3 years ago to pop the bubble and successfully do so? Does that show divisions within the global power structure?
Oh, absolutely. I don't think there's any kind of – I don't think even the United States government is unified. I'm seeing all kinds of signs of deep factionalism. I think we've got Bush and his neocons are still pushing for war, and I'm seeing more and more factions of the rest of the government saying we've had enough, the country's in danger if we don't come back home and take care of problems here. I think that was the main reason there was such a unanimity of opinion on the national intelligence estimate regarding Iran.
Okay, let's go back and finish your other point then about the neocons intended to have the housing bubble soak up the inflation. Go ahead.
Yeah, basically the neocons intended to have the housing bubble continue to soak up the surplus cash to prevent the inflationary pressure on the currency. And that way they could go on just printing up money, spending it for bombs and bullets, and it would go into the society and people would put it into these more expensive houses and they would feel good because, hey, I'm living in a $5 million house. And the fact that it's still the same three-bedroom, two-bath, lousy parking that their parents paid $40,000 for didn't make no mind. It was now a $5 million house, so look how good we're living. And then, of course, now that it's popped, the house is still the same three-bedroom, two-bath, lousy parking property, and now it's stuck with negative equity, and the people who are in it owe more money than they could pay off just by selling the property, and that's why you're having this huge, huge epidemic of foreclosures, and even with the new laws, there's still a lot of people are declaring bankruptcy. A lot of people are just walking on their debt loads, and it's spreading beyond the subprime. It's hitting the A-list lenders now. It is starting to hit commercial real estate because everything was so cross-connected and leveraged and derived. There's no way to contain this. And, you know, this has always been my big argument against globalism and the removal of national boundaries, is when you start to get a catastrophe in one area, it spreads everywhere at once.
Exactly. It's like the bulkhead in a ship or a firewall, as you've said many times. But that, at the larger level, even the Financial Times of London has reported, and that's the true paper of record, by the way, the establishment has to have one or two publications where they only lightly spin. They've been admitting for 3 years that the larger central banks did plan an implosion to consolidate. They said they feared, though, that that would cause a domino effect, even threatening them. But then they said, but the bubble's gotten so big, we've got to implode it at some point. Do you think they're going to be able to maintain control of that?
Well, I think they're betting that they can. I think their idea was that if they let it down gently, like they've been doing with the stock market.
That's exactly what they said. They said they want to slow, yeah.
Yeah, they want to let it down gently so that there is no panic reaction. But I think the bottom line is we're getting close to the point where I think people are going to start panicking because they're beginning to realize that even the stock market numbers, which are kind of holding, if you factor in the loss in value of the dollar itself, you'll begin to realize that the stock market is heading down very, very rapidly.
It's at 6,000 in real dollar values. And then the $64 million question is, they finally have a bunch of top economists coming out and going from everything's fine, everything's wonderful, to, okay, it's 2008, we're going to have a recession, it could make 1929 look like a picnic. That's a quote. That concerns me when the establishment goes ahead and dumps bad news.
Well, it does. I think what they're probably going to try and do is get it over and done with very early in the year, because that way they can sort of hide from it and recover from it by the time the main elections come around in November. So I think their attitude is we can't hold it off until after the elections. So let's go ahead and have it happen now, and then by the time the election rolls around, it'll be old news and people won't be thinking about that anymore.
Well, the election will be a political solution. Of course, it's like sending the Democrats to Congress for the war.
Have you ever felt like the United States government knows way too much about your financial affairs? I continue to hear stories about property seizures, frozen bank accounts, confiscation of stocks and bonds. It makes me wonder if the U.S. citizen will ever again have the right to life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. Unfortunately, with the Drug and Money Laundering Act, the IRS Revenue Ruling 6045 of 1984, and the Trading with the Enemy Act and Franklin D. Roosevelt's Executive Order of 1933, some precious metal holdings are subject to government intervention. For this reason, Midas Resources has prepared a report explaining the boundaries of trading precious metals privately. Whether if you have any intention of trading with Midas Resources or not, I have instructed my representatives to give this report out free. Call for your free copy at 1-800-686-2237. When investing, always proceed with caution. Again, call 1-800-686-2237. Exercise your legal right to trade metals privately. 1-800-686-2237.
Nuclear reactors provide economical energy, but would you be prepared during an accident? During nuclear disasters, great amounts of radioactive iodine are released into the atmosphere, which are then readily absorbed into the body. Medical Corps potassium iodate gives you virtually complete protection from the most feared consequence of a nuclear accident, radioactive poisoning. Potassium iodate can protect against radioactive poisoning by filling the thyroid with good iodine. This shields the thyroid and prevents it from absorbing the harmful radioactive iodine. Potassium iodate is better than the iodide form because it is not as likely to cause upset stomachs in children, the elderly, the sick, and pets. Order the official potassium iodate for only $24 and save $5 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. Call now and get free shipping. That's 888-803-4438.
Attention, this is an extremely urgent GCN Health News Bulletin. If you're interested in suppressed natural cures, this will be the most important message you will ever hear. Listen closely. 77 GCN listeners are needed immediately to test an amazing blacklisted herbal product considered to be the single most powerful traditional remedy on earth. In fact, medical studies in other countries have been conducted on the astonishing effects this rare mineral-like compound has had on arthritis, obesity, energy, memory, and even reproductive health. Yet, because of the rules governing nutritional supplements in this country, no health or healing claims can be made at this time. However, it is still legal to own this compound, and right now a very small amount is being made available to GCN listeners in what's being called the most amazing and unusual offer ever made on radio. To claim your supply set aside for GCN listeners, simply go to www.blacklistedherb.com. Shipments will be filled on a first-come, first-served basis, so it's important that you move quickly. That's www.blacklistedherb.com or call 877-327-0365.
Yes, there is an in-dash AM/FM shortwave radio. For limited time and in limited numbers, the Sony GT160S AM/FM shortwave radio and CD player is available only at the Power Hour. This radio is designed to eliminate interference from ignition systems, and the result is clear, clean reception, so you can hear your favorite broadcasts both domestically and internationally. Get your Sony AM/FM shortwave radio and CD player from the Power Hour today. Call 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. $2.99 to order. Only $249 plus shipping and handling, and we'll ship it right to you. There's even an input to plug in an external source. Your MP3 player, your iPod, your DVD player, or any other source will sound great through your new Sony receiver. These radios are not available anywhere else and for a limited time, so call now. Dial 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829 and get your Sony GT160S AM/FM shortwave radio and CD player from the Power Hour.
Pienso que un sueño parecido no volverá más. Y me pintaba las manos y la cara de azul. Y de provisa de viento la vida me llevó. Y me hizo volar en el cielo infinito.
Mike Rivero, great political mind, great patriot, joins us from Hawaii, very early in the morning still out there. And he runs whatreallyhappened.com. Scott, Bill, Dan, Sean, Mark. Your calls are all coming up in the next segment and in rapid succession. Mike, that was a great exchange we had back and forth. I was trying to get to a lot of different facets of it and get your take on it. We did do that. Quickly now, I want to get your insight on how bad do you think it'll get, A. B, are they going to be able to spin this off and blame it on some broker or some cow that kicked over a lantern, some distraction? Or will we be able to explain to the public, or does the public already have an understanding that the globalists did do this, did design this, and are literally shearing us to the bone? And how do we get that message up?
Well, I think the trend in 2008, I mean, we saw in 2007 more and more people deserting the mainstream media, turning to alternative media like your radio shows, reading our websites. You know, our audience numbers are definitely, definitely up and are continuing to climb. And so I think getting the message out is definitely working. People traditionally tend to vote with their wallets, and a lot of our American leaders have gotten away with a lot of really unconstitutional actions during times when people felt comfortable and secure in their own homes and finances, and they could sort of tune out what's going on in the rest of the world. But as the economy continues to decline, inevitably the voters are going to turn against, you know, their elected representatives and their government.
And the establishment knew that. The establishment knew that, so they came in with the electronic fraud machines. They came in with the face scanning cameras and the federalized riot police. They certainly have tried to counter that. But when you look at it, that only seems to accelerate the awakening of the people.
Oh, absolutely. You know, it's like the saying we have on this coffee mug around here, the fastest way to bring down a dictator is to force them to act like one where everybody can see it. And this last year, we're seeing the police given these tasers, and they're never chastised for you. Well, there's been one exception. The officer who tased the pregnant woman was fired. But for the most part, there have been 400 deaths from these tasers in the United States, and the police officers are never arrested. It is deemed the appropriate thing for them to be doing with these tasers. Now, folks, just because it's a taser doesn't mean it's not police brutality. A taser is just a police beating with all the modern improvements in it. And, you know, the cops are just using these things like crazy in very inappropriate situations. That lady who got tased in Florida because the Best Buy store was mistreating her basically underscores the fact that the police are not about protecting the ordinary citizens
anymore, they're
protecting the stores.
Just asking questions now, like, why am I getting a ticket? Boom, you're tased. Or, oh, you won't urinate in a cup at the hospital. Boom, you're tased. It's paying compliance. They're just legitimizing torture.
That's exactly it. It's police brutality with the modern improvements. That's all a taser is. It's not harmless. It is not non-lethal.
And
people
that's
have died from these.
That's a microcosm of the larger system. That's why they want globalism. They get to create the new system and then claim it's liberty when it isn't. It's just like they invent a taser, deploy it, and now if a cop beats you with a club for not answering a question, he'd go to jail. But now because it's electricity, it's okay. By it being something new, it tends to trick the public to think it's okay.
Yeah, that's exactly what's been going on here. Now we've got this portable microwave oven that they drive around, the area denial weapon, and they're saying that's non-lethal, it's for crowd control, and it's basically to deny us of our First Amendment rights to peaceably assemble, to petition the government for redress of grievances, and on top of it all, it is not harmless. They had a recent test with this thing where one of the test subjects was sent to the hospital with $17,000 worth of burns all over
him. Well, absolutely, and that's on wide beam. If they turn it down, it actually blinds you, burns your eyes out. And let me expand on that. The head of the Pentagon office, the civilian head of the Air Force, said earlier in 2007, hard to believe that's last year now, remember it was an AP, he said, well, we can't use this against enemy troops, it's illegal, but if we legitimize it with our police, then that gets us around Geneva.
Yeah, that's exactly right. A lot of people looking back to the Waco disaster forget that our government used a tear gas on a church that's illegal to use on enemy troops. Our own government is treating American people worse than they treat enemy troops.
CS.
And that is something people are, CS gas. That's something people are beginning to finally wake up to and realize that the U.S. government, they're conducting medical tests on us without our permission. They're reading all of our email. They're listening to our phone calls. They're data mining all of our records, all without our permission.
Stay there. I want to talk about Benazir Bhutto with Mike Rivero, Who does he think's behind it? What does the evidence show him? And then your calls. We're also going to talk about his predictions on false flag terror and the Iran situation. We're now inside 2008, the first day of 2008.
We're on the march. The empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your two-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
Hi, this is Brother Michael Diamond. You can now get the most important package ever on what has happened to the Catholic Church in the last 50 years. Find out how this massive crisis concerning the Catholic Church happened, what happened, and how the Bible predicted it would take place in the last days. The package contains 6 DVDs that contain 10 different programs, 2 books that combined are over 1,000 pages and other information. Order now at our website, mostholyfamilymonastery.com. That's mostholyfamilymonastery.com. The last word monastery is spelled M-O-N-A-S-T-E-R-Y. Or call us at 1-800-275-1126. That's 1-800-275-1126. Or mail in your order to us at 4425 Schneider Road, Fillmore, New York, 14735. The total cost for this massive package of information is only $10, $15 for UPS Ground, or $30 outside the U.S.
Are you fed up with all the side effects of chemicals in your shampoos and detergents? Even fragrances can signal some 4,000 separate ingredients, most of which are synthetic. Hi folks, Alex Jones here. Why not go back to basics and be safe with Calbin Pure Soaps? They're all natural, and you'll save some 85% the money you're spending for your cleaning products now. Marty Schachter founded Calbin Soap Company in 1947 and provided products for health institutions. Now, Calbin Soaps are available to you and me. Triple concentrated for all your cleaning needs, from bathing and laundry to dishes, hair, and more. No harsh chemicals, no animal testing. I use them and love them, knowing they're all natural and safe, and I save big time. Call Calbin Pure Soap at 1-800-340-7091. That's 1-800-340-7091. Or log on to 5starsoap.com now for a free catalog. Again, that number, 1-800-340-7091 or 5starsoap.com for all your cleaning needs.
Loose Change Final Cut is the final sequel to the most downloaded and watched film in internet history. Close to 100 million downloads that we know of for free on the web. And that was just made in about 6 months. Loose Change Final Cut took about 2 years to make. They needed my help finishing it with some funding. I came in and helped, a little bit of consulting. David Ray Griffin helped with the vetting of the script. This is an entirely new film, extremely powerful, the preeminent 9/11 film out there today, how the hijackers were U.S. government agents, the bombs in the buildings, on and on and on. And it is a film you really need to have, very, very effective. You may know all about how 9/11 was an inside job, but your friends, your family, your neighbors, your cousins, they may have heard of it, they may have questions, but you need to fully educate them. You know, the polls show that close to 90% of the world is now awake. International polls show about 90% don't trust their governments. Our polls show 89% don't trust the government at all. This is a good thing. These are criminals. They've gotten so corrupt because we did trust them. We're going to get our liberty back now if we stop trusting them and take control of our government again. Under the guise of national security, since 1947, they literally created hell on earth. They bring in the drugs, they launder the money, they run the child kidnapping, all of it. I mean, on record, these people are psychopathic sociopaths with blank checks, get-out-of-jail-free cards running things. It's called tyranny. Loose Change Final Cut, you need it, ladies and gentlemen. Available at InfoWars.com and PrisonPlanet.com at the lowest prices. You'll find it anywhere. Directly from the source, I'm the executive producer. Loose Change Final Cut, InfoWars.com, or call 888-253-3139. And when you get it with Endgame, Blueprint for Global Enslavement, 2 hours and 20-minute long film, 40 minutes of extras, you can get 25% off Endgame, which is the best 9/11, the best 9/11 film is Loose Change Final Cut, in my opinion, and the best overall film about the globalist master plan is Endgame, Blueprint for Global Enslavement. The globalist master plan to exterminate more than 80% of the world's population. And their overall North American Union, the European Union, all of it. So again, InfoWars.com, PrisonPlanet.com to order the films and books and materials via the Safe Secure Online Video and Bookstore Shopping Cart, or call 888-253-3139. You can also write to me, Alex Jones, at 3001 South Lamar, Suite 100, Austin, Texas, 78704. There's also PrisonPlanet.tv. It's 15 cents a day for a monthly membership. Get a yearly membership and get it even cheaper. Get 5 months free at PrisonPlanet.tv. Go check out that offer today. We have super high-quality servers now, content distribution networks. It's almost DVD quality. So if you were a member in the past, it was pretty good. Now it's just superior. It's excellent. PrisonPlanet.tv. Take advantage of that. And while you're at it, be sure and visit whatreallyhappened.com and our monthly guest, What Really Happens, owner and the main guy running it. That's Mike Rivero. Excellent website, excellent news and information, great insight, great data pages. From Oklahoma City to the World Trade Center attack in 93 to the second federal attack when they launched their attack in 2001, it's all covered at whatreallyhappened.com. Okay, I want to go to these calls, Mike, but you heard my questions before the break. What do you see happening in the election? And I understand it's all fluid, but what do you see the establishment trying versus what could happen? What do you see happening with the Iran situation, the Iraq situation? What do you see happening in this new year?
Well, I think as far as the elections are concerned, if this was a nation with free and honest elections, I see Ron Paul winning. Unfortunately, we are not a nation with free and honest elections. We're already seeing major warning signs that the vote fraud will be epidemic in 2008. I know that Bev Harris over at Black Box Voting and the Ron Paul people are trying to get poll watchers in to the Iowa caucuses to be able to keep track of exactly what's going on in those caucus rooms so that it can be reported independently of the company that was hired to tally the caucuses across the state, and of course the Voters News Service, which has a prior record of altering the results from Iowa to suit a predetermined outcome. So I think vote fraud is definitely going to be a major story of 2008, even worse than we saw in 2000 and 2004 and 2006. And it's going to go on until the American people just stand up and say, we will not obey a government that cannot prove the elections by which they claim authority are fair and honest and accurate. And you really need to think about it, especially, you know, as the end of the year, a lot of people are starting to collect together their paperwork for the Internal Revenue Service, and you need to start thinking that if the government didn't really win the election, and if they can't prove they really honestly won the election, then you shouldn't pay them any taxes, because they don't have a right to your money.
And then it's not a debate. And then it's not a debate about whether the income tax is legitimate in 1913, which it obviously isn't. Then it's not even a debate about that. It's that this isn't even a real government. This is a completely rogue, fraudulent government. And it's a major form of protest.
That's absolutely right. Because, you know, the government does not have an automatic right to your money if they cannot prove they were fairly and honestly elected.
And that's why first time we see large groups of the left refusing to pay taxes over the war. You got 80% of the American people not wanting it, 70%+ of the troops. It's an illegal war. It's gone on 5 years, almost 5 years. And then they're trying this little scam saying, oh, Petraeus, the surge worked. You're just against the troops winning, Mike.
Yeah, and another thing to pay attention, look on TV and see all those commercials for these companies that are going to help you get out of trouble with the Internal Revenue Service. I mean, they're not going to pay the advertising cost to run these commercials as much as they do unless there is a huge market out there. And by that I mean, and I got these figures from J.K. Harris, one out of every five American households has tax problems. They're behind on their taxes. They've got liens. They've got levies. We're not talking just a few people. We're talking 20% of American households.
And as the economy falls apart even faster, more people aren't going to be able, because if your credit cards are maxed, the house payments are due, the kids need food, people just don't have the money anymore.
No, they absolutely do not. We've been taxed to the edge of collapse by a government that just seems to think the money is going to go on forever as long as they're in power. But getting back to the vote fraud issue, if the government cannot prove to you, you don't have to take it on faith, especially with the government that lied to us about Iraq. You don't have to take the fact that they're the government on faith. They have an obligation to prove it to you. Every step of the way, they have an obligation to prove to you that everything they do is legal and constitutional, every step of the way. And if they fail that proof, you're not obligated to obey their rules. You're not obligated to pay their bills. You have every right to just say, you are not my government anymore because I do not believe you were elected by a majority of the people. And people, the American people need to develop
and they
that
know
attitude.
The people, and they know historically, the globalists have studied history, and they're all about sociology and studying human interaction and the socioeconomic structure. They knew that was going to happen. But what happens when the cops know the truth? The military knows the truth, and they do. The polls show it. I mean, the major law enforcement groups are now supporting Ron Paul. They're sick of the phony drug war. They're sick of gun control. We could get this country back if... Here's an example. 4 years ago, they ordered 14 million first responders, cops, military, firemen, nurses, doctors, medical workers, medical... everybody. And what? L.A. Times reported 4,000 took the shot and like 100 died. I mean, what did the cops know? They don't trust the government either. They didn't take that smallpox shot.
No, they absolutely did not. And I think what one of the reasons why everybody's watching Pakistan very carefully right now is following the assassination of Bhutto.
That was the next thing. We got to move fast. Give me your Bhutto take.
Okay, basically, if the military decide that they've had enough of Musharraf, he is history and he is gone. The Pakistani people are going to do what any people should do when they realize their government has been lying to them and abusing them. They're going to kick that government out, and they're going to put a new one in. The real danger is that Bush may seize this as an opportunity to put U.S. troops into Pakistan.
To roll in.
Yeah, because, by golly, there on the western edge of Pakistan is another front into Iran.
And by the way, this was the plan all along. We got a bunch of troops in Afghanistan.
Yeah, and they have not given up their plan to go into Iran, the embarrassment of the National Intelligence Estimate, as soon as they're convinced that the American people have forgotten that every U.S. intelligence service says Iran is not building nuclear bombs, they're going to wave that at us again. They're going to go right back into Iran on the flimsiest of excuses and scream traitor and coward to anybody who stands
up. Well, you know,
the
globalists are really lucky that the general public can't find Pakistan on a map, or even the U.S. for that matter, because, I mean, Iran is 8 to 10 years away from having a nuke, no delivery system, it's all peaceful. Meanwhile, Pakistan was given nukes by the U.S. and England to menace India. The dictator they put in is in power. The whole thing's unraveling, and then now they're still saying we've got to attack Iran. I mean, that really makes their official paradigm look like a fraud.
Yeah, it is just a fraud. They're basically just going down a laundry list of countries that they have been told to invade by their top political donors in AIPAC. And, you know, even in Great Britain, we're starting to see the British people are starting to stand up and say, we want this Israeli influence out of our government.
What is the deal with Israel? I mean, is this really just a case of chutzpah?
Yeah, there's a lot of chutzpah and arrogance there, and if anything, that's actually a good thing, because if you look back throughout history, at every time Israel has gotten into real trouble...
Hubris.
Basically, they don't know when to quit. They don't know when they've pushed too far and called too much attention to themselves. There are a lot of American Jewish observers who are very concerned that AIPAC has become so powerful that it represents more danger to the world's Jewish people than any Palestinian.
But that's actually always been the Zionist plan, and we have a lot of their own documents, folks, that we have covered here and you can even read. Back in the 20s, they said, in 30s and 40s and 50s, they said, we want to get Jews persecuted because then Jews will give us all their money to, quote, protect them. It's like the mafia coming to you and saying, give me protection money. That's all it is the Zionists are just Jewish mafia.
Well, it's basically the same scare tactics that anybody uses to raise money. And we saw it with, back in the 50s and 60s, the communists were coming to get us. And so we forked over trillions of dollars for missiles and bombs and submarines, and the communists weren't really coming to get us. Meanwhile, over in the USSR, their people were telling them, oh, those capitalists are going to come and get you unless you give us your money so we can build bombs and stuff to hold off from that. And it was a scam on both sides. And whenever they met, the American political leaders and the Russian political leaders would elbow each other in the ribs and say, boy, we got it really good. We keep each other's
And by the way, that's now been declassified. The old-timers out of the Pentagon always wrote books about it and were called conspiracy theorists 20, 30, 40 years ago. Now it's come out that they would have meetings and say, we got to keep this going for our economies, and the U.S. would ship them the billions of pounds of grain.
Yeah, absolutely. It was just keeping the scam going. And I remember back at Reykjavik, when Reagan took those first steps to basically end the hostility between the U.S. and the USSR, and the USSR was on the verge of collapse, and I think it was Gorbachev said, we're going to do the worst thing to your country imaginable. We're going to take away your biggest enemy and your biggest threat. And, of course, that happened. And, immediately the American people said, well, the threat of communism is gone. We need a peace dividend. We need our taxes to go down, or we need more of that money to get spent on our schools and our
here comes
and our
Saddam,
roads.
The U.S. government agent, told to invade Kuwait so they can set that next thing up, setting up their own CIA train, patching mainstream news. And then comes the Islamo-fascist, all trained right out of the U.S. and Israel, cooked up in 1970. Oh, by the way, have you seen Charlie Wilson's War yet?
Not yet, but I'm definitely going to see it.
Let me just tell you, absolute bull, as you know. In 79, the U.S. created Mujahideen, had them attack the Russians. Then when the Russians invaded, and I'm not defending the Russians, the point is they set it up just like they had the Muslims attack the Serbs. The Serbs respond. I mean, when are people going to wake up to the fact that Al-Qaeda works for the globalists?
Yeah, Al-Qaeda is just a fake front group. I mean, the American Al-Qaeda is actually the grandson of an ADL board member. You know, George Bush's business partner was Osama's big brother. Our president's grandfather's business partner was Adolf Hitler. It's just this one little global clique that creates war so that they can justify stripping the wealth from their own population.
And then they sell the weapon systems.
In their pocket.
Literally, exactly.
And, it's a huge scam. And if people get tired of Osama and Saddam and the rest, now they've got global warming. They're trying to scare us all with, oh, my goodness.
And that's for the left.
It's a carbon tax.
That's tailored for the left.
Yeah, absolutely. And so it's just all about soaking as much money out of the population as they can. The world leaders see us as herd animals, as livestock, that we are supposed to be harvested from in terms of money, 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 and more money. But we reach the point where we don't have any more to give. And you know what is really insane? Really insane. We have all of our business leaders who are following the Adam Smith model of economics, which is, if I'm taking care of myself, that helps the society as a whole, which we all know John Nash disproved. He won a Nobel Prize for that. But they're still following Adam Smith because it justifies personal greed, and they're importing products to sell to us on credit. At the same time, they're sending the high-paying manufacturing jobs overseas with the blessing and tax benefits from our own government.
It's a cannibalistic system.
Yeah, because now all of a sudden nobody can pay their mortgages, nobody can pay their credit card bills, and our these same business leaders are standing there scratching their heads and wondering what went wrong.
Let me explain how this works. This is an analogy in from an agrarian range management perspective. The German immigrants and Czech immigrants, predominantly also some Polish immigrants and English, came into Central Texas where we had rolling green hills 150, 160 years ago. As far as the eye could see, dotted with giant oak trees. The green grass grew about 5 feet tall. The cows became huge and fat. The Chisholm Trail is what I-35 is today, running up to Kansas City and then Chicago to supply beef to the east. And so they came in and they thought, this is Valhalla. This is heaven. And there's old black and white photos of it. Now, within 50 years, they had brought goats and cows in. Now, the cows would go in and eat the grass down, but the goats would go in and the goats don't. A cow doesn't eat the roots. A goat does. Pull them up by the roots. It likes the water out of the roots. It's a desert animal. And so it's destructive. And so then the 2 inches of topsoil washed off till it was rocky hills, a European-introduced tree came in. Folks call it cedar, but it's really not cedar. It's a juniper. And then now that's all you have here is juniper. By the way, it's a Middle Eastern juniper. So that's what the globalists do. They're like goats. They don't just eat the grass. They pull the roots up. And so now, basically, folks, in case you didn't know, America's like a desert. Mike Rivera.
Yeah, basically that's right. There was a lot of very short-sighted thinking and planning. And you know something? You understand it if it's just an individual farmer or something. But when your own government is doing it, when their thinking stops at the next election, you begin to realize that our country has been led down a very self-destructive path by people who are thinking about getting money into their own pocket, and if whatever happens after the next election and I'm out of office is somebody else's problem. And the most visible manifestation of this, of course, is this tendency for each administration to borrow a ton of money and figure the next administration will figure out how it's going to get paid back. Bill Clinton is a good example of that because, you know, everyone's still touting his budget surplus, but they don't realize that he got his budget surplus by basically taking the money in the Social Security Trust Fund that was being put there for the baby boomers. Remember when we all had our Social Security taxes raised in the 1980s because we were expecting this huge surge in retirees? Well, by the time Clinton got into office, there was a lot of money in that Social Security Fund. Well, he just took it, and he borrowed it, and he spent it. And
they also created thousands of federally mandated, unfunded mandates for the states.
Yeah, absolutely. But the bottom line is 2008 is the year when the first of the baby boomers starts to retire, and that Social Security Trust Fund is basically ticking on empty. It's got
your call straight ahead.
More than 700 chemicals have been found in our drinking water. And did you know that you can have greater exposure to these chemicals by taking hot showers than when you drink the water? That's because many chemicals are inhaled when they evaporate, and others are absorbed through the skin. The KDF shower filter is designed to reduce chlorine, lead, mercury, and iron, and it inhibits the growth of bacteria, mold, algae, and fungus in your shower. The media is non-toxic, environmentally sound, and is recyclable. The KDF shower filter will typically last 10,000 gallons or 1 year, whichever comes first. Hospitals, restaurants, and water treatment facilities use this media to reduce chlorine, iron, heavy metals, and bacteria. What about you? Order your KDF shower filter, normally $49, for our special price of only $35, a $14 savings. Call now to order at 1-888-803-4438. Order today and save $14 by calling 1-888-803-4438.
It is a big idea, a new world order.
In the near future, Earth is dominated by a powerful world government.
It's known as the Bilderberg Group. Could their objective be world domination?
For thousands of years, their dark order grew. Now, as they hail the birth of the New World Order, their great dream of exterminating 80% of humanity is at hand. For the first time in history, the elite's plan for world government is blown wide open. You will learn the secret that drives the entire New World Order agenda.
Bilderberg is making great progress toward a world government.
Most people have no idea. They're not after money. They have all the money they need. They're after power. That's what happens to you.
Order Endgame on DVD at PrisonPlanet.com or InfoWars.com. Or watch it online right now at PrisonPlanet.tv. Endgame, blueprint for global enslavement. You have been warned.
Doctors around the world claim that cancer and other diseases cannot live in a pH-balanced alkaline environment. But as you know, most people are overly acidic due to stress, acidic diet, and lack of exercise. pH balance is the foundation of energy abundance and perfect health, as well as prevention of disease. People who alkalize the water they drink experience normalized blood sugar, mental clarity, and loss of weight. It was intended for human beings to drink alkaline water, but due to modern way of life, most people are overly acidic. The fact is that disease simply cannot exist in an alkaline environment. Fat accumulates if a person consumes too much acid on a regular basis and doesn't neutralize it. Do your part. Alkalize and supercharge your body now. AlkaVision Plasma pH drops contain a special mineral salt concentrate that raises the pH of the water you drink up to the pH of 10 with only 10 drops. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH drops now by going directly to alkavision.com. Again, that's alkavision.com.
The Genesis Communications Radio Network proudly presents The Alex Jones Show. because there's a war on for your mind.
Mike, later in the next hour, to give me his specific view on who's behind the Budo killing. It's probably the same analysis I've got. We're looking at the same info. I don't know what his take is yet. You're going to find out with me. I got a bunch of things I wrote up last week when I wasn't here. Ideas, thoughts, basic philosophy I want to discuss. I also want to continue next hour. He'll leave us at about 15 after next hour with what you think is going to happen in the next year, your predictions. Well, let's try to go through a bunch of your calls quickly. So please have your comment, your question ready. Scott, Sean, Mark, Robert, Ron, Pat, and others. And Ron in New York, you stay there. I hadn't got a call from you in about a year, I'm told. Scott in New York, you're on the air. Go ahead.
Hi, Alex. Thank you for taking my call. Happy New Year to you and to Mike.
Hey, I recognize your voice. You're the guy that's in Endgame that I saw up in Canada.
That's true. Thanks for putting me in there. I was glad to be a little bit of a part of it.
Well, anyway. Welcome, sir. What's your prediction?
My prediction is Ron Paul wins New Hampshire, and I'll tell you Tucker Carlson's prediction. I was out in Pahrumpa, Nevada last month, and I spoke with him for about 15 minutes concerning Ron Paul. And his prediction is if Ron Paul does move up in the polls and he does win a state like New Hampshire, that the attack is going to be upon him. The same people who attacked Pat Buchanan will be attacking Ron Paul. So that's Tucker's inside prediction that he said to me. One thing I'd like to have you and Mike discuss or talk about off air is whether or not a lot of people who are in the Patriot movement ought to have their kids going to the FBI, the CIA, and in law enforcement in order to protect the rest of us against this tyrannical government.
Well, a lot of times they'll get turned over to the dark side, but more often than not, it's good. And yes, I think that some of you should make the decision to go undercover. And that means even with your friends and family, and train your children to infiltrate, just as the New World Order did, and don't think we're not infiltrated into their system. We've got people everywhere. Mike Rivero?
Yeah, that's definitely one way to approach it. The problem is these organizations, I had a brush with the CIA years ago when I was with CBS Television, and just the way they behave, you know, after a while, if you can't sustain that kind of sheer crookedness, and greed, you get weeded out.
That's right. It's compartmentalized. They're going to find out real fast if you're a crook, and if you're not a crook, they're going to shunt you off to some, you know, type of paper-pushing job.
Yeah, very, very much so. And if you look at some of the people who do get to the top of the CIA, and obviously looking at that crew around Clay Shaw and David Ferry and that whole crew during the JFK assassination, there are some very, let's say, put it gently, some very colorful individuals and very colorful lifestyles. And part of it, of course, is that groups like the CIA and Mossad and whatnot, they love people who have got a dark side to their life that they can be blackmailed with, because that is what makes them reliable. You want to know why people like Larry Craig reach high office? Because the people who know about his private lifestyle know they can control him. He won't have a sudden attack of conscience. He won't have a sudden awakening, or God won't speak to him and say, "You've got to be moral all of a sudden."
Yeah, it's like Barney Frank. He's publicly allowed to run at underage brothels.
Yeah, because he can be blackmailed, he can be counted on, and that is why we have such disreputable, immoral people reaching high office in this country. They can be controlled, and the people who control our elections and our media want people like this in high office because they know they can rely on them to do as they're told.
Thanks for the call, Sean. Scott, let's talk to Sean in Tennessee. Quickly, Sean, go ahead.
Hello, can you hear me?
Yes, I can.
All right, I wanted to comment on something earlier. I don't think they're trying very hard to cover the financial situation, the inflation and all that, because they're trying to scare the public and push them into accepting the Amero when the North American Union comes. So
one sector of the elite certainly started the domino rolling on the implosion of the housing market to precipitate the consolidation phase they're in. Stay there. Let's get Mike's take on the other side.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.